By owning stock in a public company, investors have a voice in shaping the direction of that company. They can elect board members and vote on proposals at the annual meeting. Investors can also make suggestions that stockholders would have to vote on. It's known as responsible investing. But this may soon change. Among the many proposals Republicans in Congress are making to ease regulations on business is a rule that would limit who can make these shareholder initiatives. WSHU's Charles Lane reports.
When you scroll through your 401k offerings or go online to pick a mutual fund, there's often a choice called responsible investing or sustainable investing, sometimes religious values investing. Mary Beth Gallagher runs one of these funds called Tri-State.
We are a coalition of 40 Catholic institutional investors who work to use our investment portfolios to advance social and environmental issues.
They control $110 billion in assets, so sometimes they can just call the company and ask, hey, is our money profiting off of slave labor? A few years ago, they tried to get answers from Archer Daniel Midland, a huge commodities company.
But we weren't seeing the sort of action that we needed, and so we decided to file a shareholder proposal. Once it's filed, that proposal is voted on by all shareholders.
It's a sort of corporate ballot box. If you don't agree with something a company is doing, buy a piece of it and ask your fellow owners to change it. Gallagher filed a proposal leading up to the annual meeting for Archer Daniel Midland to produce a report about how the company's products were grown.
That the conditions in which those commodities were grown were safe, respected the dignity of the workers that were growing the products, and also were not detrimental to the environment.
And it worked. Now the company applies human rights standards to farmers across the world. Proposals like this happen about 1,000 times a year. About half of them are for social or environmental issues. Others range from CEO pay to disclosures on political campaign donations. Right now, all it takes to file a proposal like this is $2,000 worth of shares held for over a year. But CEOs say this threshold is so low that anyone can file a proposal. John Hayes helps lead the Business Roundtable, a lobby group for CEOs. He says that CEOs want to focus their time on investors who have a meaningful stake in the company.
It can take up a meaningful amount of one's time, particularly as you engage and get involved with your shareholders and talk to them on a regular basis and inform them and educate them on why a proposal is good or not good.
In the past, the Business Roundtable has asked the Securities and Exchange Commission to raise the threshold for submitting a proposal from $2,000 to $8,000. But Republicans in Congress want it to go much higher than that. They say shareholders should own 1% of the company for 3 years before submitting a proposal. Mary Beth Gallagher would have had to come up with $237 million to ask Archer Daniel Midland if their money was encouraging slave labor.
No, I think we wouldn't be able to do what we do if that moved forward. So this would silence the voice of this group of shareholders and limit it only to like the largest 10 or 12 investors in any company.
Republicans are currently moving their bill through the House, but the SEC could change the rule without legislation now that the U.S. Senate has confirmed Trump's nominee to the commission. Jay Clayton, a former corporate lawyer, was confirmed on Tuesday by a partisan vote in the Senate. Charles Lane, WSHU News.